You got to be able to shift things. You got to be able to be quick on your feet. And it's, I always say, nothing ever happens, you know, to you, it happens for you. And you have to look back on it and say, wow, look at that. That's why that happened. And, you know, if you have an abundant mindset and you're, and that's how, I'm like, if I have any superpower, it's the psychosis of thinking everything's always going to be all right, because it always is.
Let's delegate that. Welcome to the podcast where we dive into the art and science of effective delegation and leveraging virtual assistants. Each week, join us as we explore strategies to maximize efficiency, streamline operations, and enhance productivity for entrepreneurs and business leaders. Whether you're a startup owner, a seasoned CEO, or somewhere in between, learn how to free up your time, focus on what matters, and grow your business with the help of expert insights and real-world success stories from across the globe.
If you don't have an assistant, you are the assistant. Reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Schedule your free strategy at wisevas.io. Zentrix OS, the business operating system built for teams who are serious about goals, tasks, and measurable results. One platform to run your entire operation. Zentrix Insights, the right person in the right seat starts with knowing how your team is actually wired. Visit zentrixinsights.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise VAs, elite remote talent without the time zone hassle.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Delegate That podcast, where we discuss the art and science of delegation, business management, and leadership. I am your host, Adam Labar, and today I am looking forward to a conversation with Jeff Donatello, Dr. Jeff Donatello. Man, we just talked about it. I should say doctor before him because it's going to sound better. And then I hit the record button and forget to say it right off the bat. What a deal. Jeff, if you can, please go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about your businesses.
Yeah. I'm Jeff Donatello. You and my mom say doctor, so that's cool. At this point, I am a B2B, business-to-business person instead of B2C. I was a chiropractor for 20 years. And so I dealt with patients and that whole world. And I was also a functional medicine specialist and a clinical nutritionist. So what happened was, though, I ended up owning a business called Center for Wellbeing with my lovely wife, who is a marketing expert. And that kind of took off. We had four practices around New England, mainly weight loss. We had health coaches, 10 health coaches, 5 nurse practitioners that dealt with natural weight loss. And it was amazing. It was a great, great practice. And then this peptide came in, and GLP-1 came in, and maybe people know by the name of Ozempic and Wegovy, and people, instead of taking the time to learn how to really lose their weight, they injected nationally and it plummeted our business. But not to confuse people, I had Center for Wellbeing, and then I have Donatello Regenerative Services. And that's where we've been doing both concurrently for years. The regenerative services focuses on working with stem cell therapy and different biologics. So now, instead of having We let go of 26 W-2 employees last year, I converted over to about 60 1099s that work for me. And it's been lovely. It's been amazing. We were deeply involved in EOS for a long time. We built our business model up. We had a great org chart. And then that's all gone. So no patients, no employees, just 1099s that come and go. And out of that, we can talk more again. If you have 60, there's going to be 3 or 4 rock stars, and you focus on those people. So that's kind of where I'm coming from.
Every person on your team is wired differently. Some thrive with structure. Others drive results through autonomy. Some process information fast and move on. Others need depth before they decide. And when the wrong person is in the wrong seat, not because of skill, but because of how someone is built, performance suffers, and no one knows why. Zentrix Insights maps exactly that. Behavioral patterns, cognitive style, and natural work preferences are all visible in 15 minutes. So you stop guessing who should own what and start putting the right people in the right seats. Because the best teams are not just talented, they are well-placed. Visit ZentrixInsights.com.
Fantastic. Yeah. That would have been a bit of a crazy time. How did you kind of look at the shift of your business? Like GLP-1s come in, you're full focused on this. You've got all 4 practices open. You're excited about it. You guys are doing great. And then all of a sudden the world changes a little bit. Like how did you manage the transition from that?
It doesn't all of a sudden change. My job is to look ahead. I saw the play of the Titanic this summer, and he didn't, he was just looking straight ahead. He wasn't looking ahead at the icebergs, and my job is to look ahead. So there was a peptide called semaglutide that I knew at 10 cents a dose was an amazing peptide for people to lose weight. That was my world. And what happens is typically big pharma will come in, grab semaglutide, and say, you can't make it anymore because we have a drug, right? Ozempic, Wegovy, whatever those drugs are. And we're going to now charge $1,000 for a prescription, and we're going to alter it, and we're going to make it our own, and you can't sell the natural substance. That's what happened. And I knew it was coming. So basically, I just kind of worked. I always say this, your net worth is your network. Yesterday, I counted 46 different people that I was texting with all day. So the regenerative world, we do stem cell therapy. I've had 4,000 patients. We have doctors that do it up here in New Hampshire. People fly in. We're the leaders in doing it in New England, I feel. And we brought it here 10 years ago. So I've always had that. So I've always been involved in the regenerative medicine world. And I'm always trying to find these new products that work really well that the doctors don't know about. So I was able to kind of slowly, the iceberg was coming, right, Adam? And I was slowly able to move and shift. It didn't happen all at once. But I do say that, I don't know, I know a lot of guys that listen to this might be involved in EOS. I do say that we were the only ones to fail EOS that I know of, having built it up, right? But shifts happen. You got to be able to shift things. You got to be able to be quick on your feet. And I always say nothing ever happens, you know, to you. It happens for you. And you have to look back on it and say, wow, look at that. That's why that happened. And, you know, if you have an abundant mindset, if I have any superpower, it's the psychosis of thinking everything's always going to be all right, because it always is. I don't know. It's just, it always comes around. So here we are.
For sure. Yeah. And I think that the mindset that you had there is obviously completely necessary, but there are a lot of people, especially you're in EOS, you're looking at your 5-year picture. You've got all of this vision going on and all the stuff going on. It's easy to just kind of say, no, we have to stay the course. What kind of conversations did you guys have to have in the business to go, no, we really need to pivot. We don't need to stay the course.
Well, the problem is, the challenge is that my wife is heavily involved, is where she's a co-owner. And, you know, I read this the other day that I love this. Tony Robbins said people either need certainty, uncertainty, or significance. Those are the top three. And I thrive on uncertainty. I love, right, being like, okay, I don't know what's going to happen here, but something good's going to happen. And you know, a lot of women, not all women, but a lot, especially business owners, like certainty. So it's you know, if you're married to your co-owner, it's kind of, and co-founder, we have to talk a lot. And it was very challenging. Try letting go 26 people, all women, professionals, slowly over time, cutting back offices. You know, when you try showing up with a U-Haul and a college kid and emptying out an office and driving up 128 around Boston back home to give all the stuff away and then do it again the next month and then again and then again. It was a lot of work. The final office that we let go of, a lady from Vermont, she was a nurse practitioner. She wanted like a table. I said, well, do you want everything? And she showed up in a 28-foot mobile home. This was in March of last, I say mobile home, sorry, a 28-foot U-Haul, right? And this is in March of last year. And she and her family and I, in a probably 5-degree day with high winds in March, emptied the whole office into her U-Haul, and bye-bye. There goes my whole world. Bye. And we're out of there. And now we go. So it's, that's why I say this, like, and I wasn't worried. I was just like, this is cool. What's next? You know, because we had the stem cell therapy, we had some really cool things. And my whole, if anybody can take anything away from this, is the reason I sleep well at night is I always try to have multiple silos, multiple lines of business. So if one falls apart, you got another one. So
absolutely. And if you, and knowing, I think that you would have probably ended up losing even more money if you just stuck it out, tried to make it through. And then it's ugly.
Like, we would have filed bankruptcy. It was I didn't want to tell you how much, because we had contracts, like subcontractors, like big year-long contracts. So it was very fortunate. We got into a couple lines of business that really worked well, selling different biological products, which some of the people might be interested in. The new products we have, there's, if you've ever heard of slip discs, everyone's had a back pain where their disc is slipped. We actually have a product now that is covered by Medicare in 14 states that spinal surgeons, neurosurgeons can inject from the placenta into the disc to help heal it up. So these are things I do. I try to find these doctors and match them up with products now.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I think the if anybody's hearing anything, it should be that you should always be looking forward, always be looking for the iceberg, always look for the pivot. You know, yes, you want to be dedicated to your business, but the best way to be dedicated to your business is to know what's coming. So I appreciate that. So what you do now, can you kind of go over? I mean, obviously, you talked about the biologics, you've talked about some stem cell stuff. So if you've let go of those, but you've increased now the amount of people that you're kind of overseeing, they're all 1099s, they're not W-2 employees, but what does it look like for you now?
So I'll go to conferences. I just went to a conference in Vegas, interact with people, talk, present, try to find like-minded people that are in the know that are looking for people to carry products. So for example, I just got off the phone with a guy that I haven't seen in 10 years that is parallel to what I do. And I introduced him to a new product that he's going to carry. And the information that I gave him, he wouldn't have gotten anywhere else. I don't make a dime off that guy. But it's a small world, right? This regenerative medicine stem cell world. So to answer your question, I think really what I'm trying to do is find people that are good salespeople, the 1099s, that are used to selling to certain doctors that are in that world, because that's how it works. The doctors don't know what's coming. They're just focused on, right, heads down. And they don't, a lot of doctors are left brain, analytical, super smart in high school, medical doctors, right? They're the guys that you should be a doctor. And then they get into the world and the insurance companies just squeeze them. And they're making, let's say they're making $400,000 or $500,000. And their lifestyle is set up for that. And the average person listening to this would go, oh, too bad. Well, they set up a lifestyle for $400,000 or $500,000 or $600,000, right? With two houses, kids in private school. And all of a sudden overnight, Medicare says, we're cutting back what we're reimbursing by 8%. And they did that last year. 8% gone. And then they don't cover other products and they squeeze you. So these docs are all looking for different ways to increase their income and help patients with this whole new world of regenerative biologics, stem cells, that my job is to explain this to them and get them paid is pretty much what it is.
So now you're partnering with then these 60 1099s that are all either doctors or, you know, their own offices or different things. And you're kind of providing the, you know, tip of the spear type of regenerative medicine for these folks, or regenerative agents for these folks, right?
Let's go back. Nope. So the 1099s are salespeople.
Oh, touche. You said that. You told me that. My apologies.
Sell it to doctors. But the trick is to really find driven salespeople. And it's... you know, my best one right now is a massage therapist that used to work for me 20 years ago that has a rockin' practice in New Hampshire. She's the best massage therapist and she's tired of what she's doing. And I got to be careful. I will not say her name, but she's great. And she is just taking that structured model of running a business. And now she's running this whole line product that we're using. And so what I try to do, I tell everybody, the 1099 people, you know, it's, I'll put as much energy into you as you put into me. And they're like, out of the 60 last year, the vast majority of what we did income wise was probably from like five. And the other ones floated. They just, I don't know. It's great. They're not employees. I just, whatever. Bye. And they just disappear. And so that's, it's a real fun model. I can be, you know, I was just in Anguilla for 2 weeks on the beach and, you know, I wake up and I use my phone and a little few texts and I shut it off. And it's a great way to live at this point.
So what sort of systems do you have in place to kind of manage those? Because, I mean, obviously the 80-20 principle kind of goes out there oftentimes, and you're looking more at like 90-10 from what your numbers are saying with 60 people, and you have five or six rock stars, right? 10% of them are crushing it. How do you make sure that you're pouring into these people well enough that they're keeping everything fed, that they're doing all the stuff? Like, what sort of systems do you have in place to keep track of these 60 people and or really the top 10?
It's really basic, right? They can get on my calendar. I text them. We talk. It's just like your friends. It's just staying in touch. And then we have marketing material that they get that they can. We have a portal that they can go for their marketing material to teach the doctors. There's my dog as we talk to teach the doctors. So we just our big thing is my stepson runs the marketing department. So actually, I do have a W-2 employee. He's the one. It's my wife's son. He's great, right out of college, Colin, and. Super analytical, does the marketing. We shot some video yesterday. He came up with some great ideas. So really, it's just the systems are real simple. They know how to do orders, and they know how to place orders, and they know how to communicate. It's just communication. So there's no, it's a lot different than what we used to have.
And how about managing the relationships with the doctors that you're providing the products to? How do you kind of manage that?
Sure. Well, they do. They manage the doctors. They do, which is great. I don't manage doctors. I have our own. So I have our own that works with us. He's an MD in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, that we have probably, I don't know, 5 to 10 patients a month that come in that we do the sales process with those people. And we work with Instagram and Facebook, and they come in and we talk to them and educate them. And if they're a candidate, they come in and get care. So we take all that, and our doctor, all he does the work, and he's extremely skilled at it. But we do all, see, doctors don't want to talk to the patients on the phone for a half an hour about themselves and their knee, right? They don't want to. So that whole business is a little bit more involved, but my 1099s are teaching the doctors how to connect. They connect. And then they make the sales and we pay them. It's pretty simple.
So if you were to talk to some of these folks, you know, not everybody or very, if anybody listening to this is going to be in regenerative medicine, there may be one or two, right? But the principles of keeping your eyes on the horizon make sense no matter what business you're in. How would you guide somebody in making sure that their eyes are not so focused on their business that they miss that big iceberg coming towards them? Because you were able to see the iceberg, make a solid pivot and realize, boy, this is how I can actually still bring in capital. This is how I can still make a difference in the world. This is how I can still help impact patients. But a lot of other people may not be able to have that eyesight. So how would you recommend people do that?
You have to be interested in what you're doing and what you're selling. It has to be cool to you. You have to be reading journals and articles and the news and getting a sense. You know, when Robert Kennedy came in, again, I always worry with politics now, when he came in, it was the best thing in the world for us because he understood progression and natural energy and natural food and he's and stem cells. So when someone like that comes in, you follow the patterns of where the administration is going. And it circles back to just being interested and staying connected to people that are in the know. And you know what it is? It's showing up, right? I mean, I didn't want to go to Vegas and present to 20 neurosurgeons, right, at Caesar's Palace 3 weeks ago. I didn't want to get on a plane. We went to Breckenridge after that, right, for the Go Abundance event that we're both members in. And then from there, I went to Clearwater. And from that, from showing up, created a bunch of business. And I know people that try to connect this way with everybody. They're on Zoom all day. People face-to-face, man, go back to face-to-face. When you meet somebody, human beings, you need to meet face-to-face. And you can't, I don't care what people say, until you meet someone, you know, you need, it's different when you're sitting across from them at a dinner table or going out for a drink or whatever it is. You need to meet people. That's what it comes down to. And I like people, right? So I like meeting people.
I would imagine also those conversations you have when you're in those face-to-face meetings, like, so, you know, I talk about it with the Go Abundance conferences all the time and almost any conference I go to, the conversations I have in the hallway are sometimes 10 times better than anything that I have sitting in the seat inside the room, right? Because you're hearing what everybody's saying, you're understanding, you're getting the pulse on what's on the ground, you're seeing all the stuff that's going on in there. So I'd imagine that helps you keep your ear to the ground on what's coming in the future, where we should be going.
You know, I don't know why. I think this is something that should be taught like at a high school level class, a technique you do, you're you're in the back of the room near the door, you sit down, and the first 5 minutes, if that guy isn't interesting to you or if he's not congruent with what you're doing, you get out and you hit in the hallway and you start talking to people. That's what I do at all the GoBundance events. When I'm put in the front row, like if I'm like in a seat in the front, I hate it because I don't want to walk through the crowd to get out of there. I want to be in the back talking to people, and it's the best thing for that. So I do that at all the events. The one in Clearwater, I think I probably listened to maybe 10 minutes of the guys talking, and I was spending time out in the hallway. So that's where everything happens. You're right.
So when it comes to, I'm going to go back to the sales folks again, when it comes to coaching and mentoring these sales folks and keeping them up to date and making sure that they're, I mean, obviously a rock star is a rock star. They're going to be a rock star no matter where they're at. So they're almost easier to coach. But the folks who maybe they're, you know, at the, they're still in that 20%. They're still going to be your higher producers. You want to pour a little bit more time in them to maybe get them up a little bit more. What sort of tactics do you use to make sure that you're coaching them in the way that helps them sell better, that helps them understand the product better?
I think we use Loom videos a lot. Loom videos are great because, you know, I get on a Loom video and do like a little webinar, and we have that then, and we can just send it to them. So the way that ours works is that 90% of the energy is educating them up front. And again, going back to a portal and having all the information and just letting these guys run with it. And also, you know, I will show up a lot of times when they first meet a doctor or an office, I'll go with them. So it's not like I'm sending them to the wolves. I mean, some of these guys they're talking to neurosurgeons, right? And there's ways to talk to neurosurgeons. They're super busy. A lot of them just want to know the studies and how much is it and is it going to kill my patients? And you have to connect that way. And it's, it really, again, it comes down to people, right? I'm being able to read a room pretty quickly. So the best people they're just people. And, you know, we just went down to the group that has 20 offices. We brought them to dinner, and the sales lady that I was talking about that was a massage therapist, I went with her, and, you know, I didn't need to be there. She just took over the room and I sat back, which is the best. I love that. I'm 57 now, right? And I'm getting to that point. The word retirement is a bunch of garbage in my mind. I mean, what does that mean? I don't know. But I'm more about empowering. I want to empower and just guide you through based on my experience. But I want to be there for them for those questions that they have.
But yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, I listen to a lot of sales folks and they talk about the salespeople should be the highest paid folks inside of your company, right? You're talking 1099 folks. So these folks are, you know, not necessarily inside of your company, quote unquote, but man, oh man, you still have to pour into them. You still want them to be there. You don't want to lose a rock star. You want to take care of them. So the fact that you love people so much is, I'm sure, a massive benefit in jumping in there.
Sure. And you know, you're only going to lose them. You have a product that they're selling, and they're going to sell it as long as that product works and is reimbursed. And then a technique will always be for me to let them know that if they stick with me, I'm going to have another product for them to sell. Because every doctor that you talk to, they always say, what else you got? What else you got? What else you got? They want to have like one guy that supplies everything. And we need to have a war chest of different products as salespeople in that industry that are similar parallel products that we can now sell when one isn't reimbursed or there's a better product. So that's my job, is to stay in the know and feed that knowledge down to the people, the boots on the ground. That's pretty much what I do.
Awesome. So what advice would you give for actually structuring some of this stuff? Whether it's business-wise, like the actual, you know, the nuts and bolts behind the scenes, how do you structure some of these things? How do you make sure that your compliance is all up to date and all this stuff? I mean, there's so much background that you'd have to be, especially I would imagine in the medical world, that you've got to be like super on top of.
Yeah. I'm not the best at all that. That's why I have my wife. So
when you go
about procedures and all that, I'm like, that's what she does. I was just told an hour ago by a guy that I'm the yapper. I talk and I set up deals, and then the behind the scenes, they do that. I would say that, where was I going to go with this? When it comes to compliance, you definitely, from our standpoint, we definitely want to make sure that we work with lawyers and that we have everything documented and that we just do everything right. And you don't want to use ChatGPT instead of a lawyer. All right. I just in Breckenridge again at the Grow Borough event that we went to that we're alluding to, there was one of the members was a lawyer, and he was talking about how, you know, don't think that ChatGPT is going to replace a lawyer, right, in contract negotiation. Just don't. But you know, we use AI all the time to check contracts, what pops out, you know, what is dangerous for anybody in it. But yeah, procedural wise, that's more other people. That's not my cup of tea.
Well, it just so happens to be the name of this podcast is Delegate That, right? So you delegate the things that are not your cup of tea, that are not the things that you're focused on. You know it needs to get done. So you're like, hey, I need somebody else to do that because that is not me.
Yeah, 100%. And that is a superpower I have. I try to keep smart people around me and have people smarter than me that if I can, give them the work to do because I can't do it. That's just not my thing. But again, if you're married to the person, you'll be very careful with that. So
for sure. I was talking with somebody and I'll probably butcher the way he said it basically, but he was like the founder of the company. And he said, what I want to do is build a company where I am just the average of intelligence, the average, like I'm just your basic guy that I've hired all these people around me who know exactly what to do. They're super smart. They're crushing it and all the stuff that they're specified in. And I just kind of have to make sure, manage the madness type of thing, you know? And that's.
Yeah. Know thyself, right? Know your skill set and take ego out of it and don't micromanage. That's everything right there. Find good people, let them do the work, train them up front, and then just go with it. And I think that's been our success is just, you know, people want autonomy. They want to be able to run their own. No one wants to be micromanaged. So, but I'm just there to support and help. And I think we've done a good job with that. And it's fun because there's no like today I have literally two meetings, like that'll be 5 minutes. That's my schedule today. It's Friday, which is great. I don't know the difference. Monday and Friday have more stuff going on a little bit, but I don't, the days of the week now without having like patience, and an office and level 10 meetings, EOS meetings, it's just a much more relaxed way to live your life, which is fun.
I love it. And it took you a lot of work to get there, but you're there and you're set up nicely. So it's a good spot to be.
We keep pushing. I don't know. We'll see what. Talk to me next week, Adam. Let's see.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah, it changes that fast. It does change that fast. Well, Dr. Jeff Donatello, it has been awesome chatting with you a little bit, getting to know you, how the system's working in the background. And full transparency, I had a conversation with Jeff yesterday about my complete and utter brokenness. So I will be continuing to chat with you some more about all of this to try to learn a little bit more, understand a little bit more. If anybody else is in that same boat, maybe they want to learn a little bit more about your biologics, how it all works, or maybe they just kind of want to learn a little bit more from you on the business side. What is the best way for folks to reach out to you, sir?
Yeah, I think if you go to centerforwell.com, centerforwell, F-O-R-W-E-L-L, centerforwell.com, you can find it. Or if you Google me, I'm all over the internet. And I do want to say one more thing. You know, this is, we have to say go Patriots, right? Because this is right.
Yes, we do.
Well, so if you're listening to this afterwards, then hopefully they were Super Bowl champions.
Yes. Hopefully maybe I'll get another signed helmet to add up here if something happens. So we'll see how it all goes.
Because I'm up in New Hampshire. I don't know if I said that. So we're in New England. Yeah. So here we are.
For sure. Yes. And New England has always been at my heart from day of birth, really. So, you know, it is what it is, whether they were good or whether they were bad. I'm always there. So time will tell how this one goes in a couple of days. So, Jeff, thank you so very much for jumping on. I greatly appreciate it. Everybody listening, obviously staying in touch with what is happening in your business, staying in touch with what's happening on the horizon is something that you guys should all be paying attention to. Dr. Donatello was obviously one of those that was on the edge of that understanding where it was going. So please make sure you're doing the same thing. If there's anything Dr. Donatello could do for you on the medical side, please reach out to him. It was centerforwell.com. Thank you again, Jeff, for jumping on. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all on the next show.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you for tuning in to Delegate That podcast. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, why not start by getting your time back? At Wise VAs, we specialize in matching you with elite remote talent that fits your unique needs without the time zone hassle. Get the right person in the right seat by leveraging our cutting-edge personality profiles from over 23,000 candidates. Did you know that Harvard's selection rate is 3.2%? We only select the top 0.5%, while you cut up to 70% of your payroll costs. Visit our website at www.wisevas.io to book your free strategy call, and we'll start a free candidate search for you today. Until next time, keep delegating and getting your time back to do what you love with the people you love.